influence, mission, vision, money. Oh my gosh, so often these words don't go in the same sentence, or we think they probably shouldn't. Many of you are probably aware that you have something massive, massive to give. That value is so worthy to give other people, but you're scared to put it out there. Some of you know that there's something in the gap. Stuff's seeping through and you have no idea how to fix it. Raise your hand if that's you. Some of you, or maybe most of you, would love to know how to plug that hole that stuff, most of it's called money, is seeping through every single day that you're in business. Danielle Fitzpatrick is our guest today live on the Erin Strayer Show. She is an international best-selling author, a speaker, a CEO, and CEO of the Entrepreneur City Live Events. She works with influencers and mission-based entrepreneurs to help them create impact, influence, and powerful platforms. With over a decade of experience in online marketing, really, who's got that yet in their pocket? This lady does. And business strategy, she supports 6- and 7-figure business owners in building their dream business while creating their impact in the world. You're gonna wanna hang around because she's got massive, massive value. So while I keep introducing the show, grab a pen and a piece of paper because you're gonna wanna take notes today. If you're watching from any other platform, because we are on a lot of them, one, thank you so much, we really appreciate you. If you're from some other platform and you can click a link above you and come over here and hang out with us here on the Erin Strayer Show, go ahead and do that. We'll be able to see you and see your comments. But anyways, regardless, we appreciate you and your viewership. You are live on the Erin Strayer Show, where we're all about promoting, cultivating, and expanding amazing female entrepreneurs. Danielle stands head and shoulders above so many. We can talk about hot topics and pain points like money seeping through the gaps every single day. We're going to talk about that today and giving you workarounds. She's going to give you so many massive tips today. Seriously, I hope your pencil is sharpened. Who am I? I'm Erin Strayer, and recovering corporates and entrepreneurs hire me to get them business beyond basics, much like this show. So sit tight, hang tight. We're going to bring Danielle into this because she is massively brilliant.
Erin on fire! That's a good, I like that song, Girl on Fire.
Girl. I can't sing.
Yeah, I can. I'll dance to that one.
Good morning. How are you good today? Morning.
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I'm good. I'm good. I am so excited to have you here. I'm so excited to have your insight and your knowledge, and you know, your energy just is so magnetic for me and a lot of people in my tribe. And I love how real and how fully you show up. And I'm so excited for you to share what you got today. We got people commenting
already.
Oh my gosh. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's morning where I'm at. It's afternoon where Danielle is. I'm on a different site today. So cool. So you own Entrepreneur City Live, you and your husband.
Yep. Yep, we did.
Let's like just do a hot second on that. And then we're going to jump into our content.
Yeah, so I brought my husband home from corporate last year. So he is a newbie entrepreneur, which was delightful for me because I'm like, oh, I had forgotten what it was like because I've been an entrepreneur for so long. And really at this point, it's just ingrained. And so we took my three businesses last year because I was three last year, and we umbrellaed them under one, and we decided that, okay, it's time to take this to the live stage. So being the type of leader I am, I'm more of a hesitant leader. That's I think anyone that knows me knows that if I'm gonna step out and lead, it's for a purpose that I really believe in. And I really believe that the online community is looking for leaders who are not just authentic, but they're living their truth, they're living their passion. And part of what I want to do is to support them in living their truth and passion and getting it out there and giving them that safe space. So it's not just about the techniques, the strategies. It's really about me taking myself seriously and working on myself too, and being really present and stepping in, like building that CEO muscle. So it's been a wonderful journey this year of stepping into that and holding that space for others too. So
Well, it's really amazing, one, that you acknowledge that it's a journey, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
This, being CEO of your own company, you know, somebody else isn't responsible for you. You're responsible for yourself. And
yeah.
what that big picture looks like is just really, I think it's much more massive than just the pipe dreams that people have. And I love that you're going to come at this pretty hard, and how you see people missing the mark.
Yeah.
And try to help and put some tips out there today on how to plug some of those yeah. gaps that are in people's businesses. And I know that you are really a queen of finding all. I know you're so amazing at finding, hey, you're losing the mark here. You're probably losing this much money here. Hey, have you thought about doing this?
No,
because that's super clear that you should be.
Well, it's so much easier for me to see it than it is for the business owner to see it, because we're so, especially the really powerful ones that are impact purpose driven, is that they're so in their business and making that impact and having that mission, the service-based ones, the heart-centered ones, that they miss these little pieces. And it's not obvious to them because they're just so ingrained in making that impact.
Yeah.
So for an outside person, it's much easier. And me, myself, I'll be totally transparent. I don't see the stuff in my own business. I need someone to point it out for me too.
Yeah. You know, and I think you hit it on the mark. We're so close to it. It's our passion. It's our vision. It's the magic that happens at a cellular level for us.
Yeah.
But so often we can't see. We can't see that there's a gaping hole. We can't see that there's this stuff, money, connections that are seeping through that we really should grab onto. And that's where your expertise comes in. And I really want to point that out, that's one of your God-given traits, and that you are like, that's like your Rain Man trick, is that you're, that's so easy for you to see.
Yeah.
In other people's businesses, not only because of your insight and your knowledge, but because of your background.
Yeah.
You know, it's just super apparent. So I want to jump in, and I know that there are probably multiple ways that people are missing, or like the main gaps.
Yeah.
In people's businesses. What do you see? What do you see been missing?
Okay. So there's really three gaps that I usually see. And, you know, I'm going to keep this really simple, guys. Like, I don't want to overcomplicate the process at all.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get right down and dirty with it. So the first big gap is that people don't have a referral system. They don't have a referral system, and you're missing the mark so much, especially if you are like me, where you want to underpromise and overdeliver. And of course, we know I love to overdeliver. I do. And the thing that I noticed is that when I wasn't asking for referrals or had a referral system, or somebody said, hey, do you have a referral system? And I'm like, no, I was missing out on a lot of money, and not just a lot of money, but being able, having the ability to fill my programs. And this is so essential no matter what area of business you are. If you've been in business for a year, if you've been in business for 10 years, having that in place immediately is going to give you more money and more clients. And, you know, it is the easiest marketing technique out there, is for someone to refer you. Not the easiest, the second easiest. The first easiest is to resell happy clients. The second one is referral. So excuse me, I misspoke.
Well, you know, I think both of those right there are massively missed, right? Massively just stepped around, side swiped, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Like, or you don't feel like what you have, or I don't, let's just put it in the I statement here. Those of us in business don't feel like we're worthy, right? We're not. Yeah. Is what I have worthy to be referred? Is what I have worthy to be renewed?
So if that's happening in your business, I'm just going to call it out right here. That's a ding, 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 ding. That right there, stop for a second. If you feel that way, if you're saying that to yourself, and I want you to repeat after me, what's easy for me is hard for a lot of others. Really, it totally is. And it took me, I mean, gosh, I think I'm just really starting to get that this year. What is easy?
That's a writer down there.
I know. Write it down. What's easy for me, what's natural for me, is very difficult for others every time. So if you're having that feeling of fraud or unworthiness, great. Congratulations, you've acknowledged it. And that's half the battle right there. And just stop for a moment and just repeat that. And then open yourself up to like, oh, that is true. You know what? I am really good at what I do. I am special in this way. And if you do that, then just open yourself up to what comes in next. So,
yeah, I think that is a massively, you know, and I think everybody does it, right?
Yeah,
like we all do it. We all sit in that space of, I don't know. And it doesn't matter what level we're on, right?
Yeah.
Like it doesn't matter what level of experience or acknowledgement or success or whatever word you want to put on that. I think we all sit in that space at every single level that we're on. So, so number one is resell current existing clients. Number two is a referral system.
Yep. Yep.
Join the party. Everybody play together. Let's.
Yep. Exactly. And offer them something. Like if you have people that are referring you, reward them somehow, no matter what, I get it. If we're new in business or if we're really striving to hit, you know, numbers that we need for putting on a live event, give them a thank you, like a gift card, even a personalized note in one of your books. I mean, there's sky's the limit on this, but letting people know that I really appreciate you and referring me and, you know, putting your rubber stamp on me. It means the most thing in the world to me right now. Cause it does. It's acknowledgement too, that you're special and your gifts are appreciated. So and showing back that appreciation is huge.
And I'll tell you what, it's huge what you just said. Even if you send a handwritten thank you note, that goes miles because nobody gets snail mail anymore.
Yeah. I love notes. I love little notes in the mail. Yeah.
I know. They just make your heart explode with like overwhelming gratitude. Like,
It actually not only gratitude, but it has me stop for a moment. Like, and I think this is probably a whole other conversation.
Sure.
But somebody sending me a card and me going through the experience of opening up and reading it has me stop. And I have three girls and I run live events. We're extremely busy. To get me to stop is huge. And for someone to send me a note and me to sit there and read it, I cannot tell you. Like, I'm almost moved to tears at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a big, that taking the time to actually put pen on a piece of paper and like in a stamp and putting it in the mail.
And it's just, the gratitude goes all the way around because if I think when I tell people, I'm like, I got your note, really, I truly appreciate you noticing me and acknowledging me or you doing this for me. And, you know, it gives me an emotional reaction. And for, you know, someone like, you know, me, I can be emotional, but I don't like to show it. For me to say that I'm almost in tears is a big deal for me too. So, yeah.
So good. It's so good. So, keeping going forward. So just recapping those top three gaps there, resell your current clients, your referral system.
Yeah.
Send in some love.
One more. And then one more. One more. So like the other thing I see that's a big gap is that you don't have any next steps. You don't have any upgrades or hybrids, hybrid programs. And, you know, I'll dig into this a little bit more because there's some short and long-term benefits to this, but not having a next step up or a VIP or, because that's the other thing. There's other pieces that your clients need from you. It could be more, they could need more support. They could need more handholding. They could need more accountability. Oh gosh, I guarantee people need more accountability. And not having that next step, just having the one level in your programs and offerings, you're missing out on tons of money,
tons of money. And that money just goes trickling through and going by. And if you don't grab
it'll go to somebody else. It'll go to an accountability coach.
Right?
It will. if they're go-getters, they're going to get it.
Yeah. You know, and I think people want that, right? Like, I think they want that. They just don't know.
Yep.
how to find those next steps. So I want you to take that kind of like deeper, because there's ways and systems and support, and and I know you are queen of those systems and that support structure.
Yeah.
And then I want to go into like three ways.
Okay. So we're going to talk about systems. Okay. So if we're talking about a hybrid program, right, or something, like systems that you need to fill in any gaps, you got to have an email marketing system. I don't care which one it is, but Gmail's not going to cut it. And I love Gmail too, and I use it a lot. It's hooked up to all my websites and stuff. MailChimp. It's free. It's easy. If you don't have anything else, go and get MailChimp, MailChimp.com. Just as it sounds, MailChimp. Some of the other bigger ones that I like GetResponse, and I like Aweber. Mm-hmm. There's a couple more that are out there that are newer that I think are like ConvertKit's really good too. If you're a little further on, like, yeah, Danielle, you know what? I got MailChimp, or I got GetResponse, and I'm still, you know, there's still some pieces that I'm missing. Then the next step up from that is a really like a hybrid email marketing system, which is a CRM, customer relationship management system. So Entreport's one of them. Keep, which used to be Infusionsoft, is one of them.
Yeah.
My favorite, and the one I use, is Kartra. So ding, 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 yeah. Kartra. I love them. ClickFunnels, I mean, that's another great system. I don't think they do email marketing, so ClickFunnels is kind of an add-on to, it's like the front end to one, but it's still good. Look into that to put into, that may be something that you want to do an add-on to, like Aweber or something like that. So those are some systems. The other thing is that in order to, if you're doing an upgrade or hybrid, you want to make sure that you're offering to give them recordings of your calls, or, you know, templates to use, or anything extra. If you're doing an upgrade, then they get extra stuff. You need somewhere to store it. The simplest solution, Dropbox.
Mm-hmm.
Get Dropbox, you know, and you can they can have their own little folder. You can share it. Oh, there's a kitty behind you.
I know. A kitty that's not liked me for 6 days.
Likes you now.
Wants to be on camera.
Wants to be on camera. Oh, it's going to steal the show. Oh, it's okay. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to share with cute kitties. But yeah, Dropbox is great for anything like that. Anything you want to store, and storing that for your clients to get to is so much easier. Because when they come to you and they're looking for like emails, like, hey, I lost this, you know, we're just like, here's a Dropbox. You know what? I'll give you a video to show you how to put it right onto your bookmarks on your page. You just click on it too. I mean, do you see what I mean? It's so easy, and just keeping that systematized, and you're doing yourself a huge favor, but you're doing your clients a huge favor by staying organized. And I've worked really hard on this because I do not like organization. So, so I don't like it. And I think the last thing I'd like to tell everybody is like, get an online calendar app. The Seed is great. Calendly, I think Calendly is cheap, if not free, for most of it.
They have a free version. Yeah.
They have a free version. Yeah. So Calendly, Visita.com. I like them. Acuity scheduling, and that integrates great with some of your other CRMs. If you're further along, you got to have an online calendar. Trust me, it is. If I have one thing, everything else goes to pot and I can only have one thing, it will be my online calendar.
I love my online calendar. I love it.
Yes, yeah. It has saved me so many times.
Yeah, you know, and it's super, and it's easy, and you can keep your personal separate from your business, and you know, if you get the right one, it'll automatically block off, and like there's so many benefits. There's just so many benefits to having an, you don't have to manage your schedule. Yeah. You just send them a link and pick your time. And
I had to schedule out my weekends because, I was that bad at boundaries. So the online calendar saved my weekends.
Nice.
Because they're not open.
I know.
So that's how I kind of like, yep, we're going to take that. We're going to take care of that one. Just like with, and it's not my problem. Mm-hmm. So,
and you know, right there takes a massive stress off of who we are as women, who we are as business owners, who we are as wives and moms, right? Yeah. Like that stress alone, just by integrating a online calendar system into your being, like,
it's amazing.
It's almost like, why haven't you done it yet? Right? Like, just go do it. Find a free one. Danielle gave like tons of them. I use Acuity. What do you use?
I use Visita. I use Acuity. I use Acuity too for sales teams. Mm-hmm. We do that for when we're a couple months out from our live events. So Acuity is good too. I like that one too.
Yep. You know, and Calendly is fantastic. I mean, they all, I know Acuity and Calendly have a free version. Yep. So just depending on what you need and if you want to try them out. Yeah. Plug it in. So I want to like dive in because I know the people that are watching and going to watch and plug in the replay really want to know how to make 5K in a day, because that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about all the ways that we miss the mark, how we let money slide by, slide through our fingers in the gap. There's stuff in the gap. So like, I know I rearranged on you a little bit, but
no worries. No worries. I got my notes in front of me. I'm just,
we got it. And we're professionals.
So the first thing you want to do is you kind of want to take an inventory right now. Mm. Like if you're looking at this, like, okay, I'm watching this and Danielle's going to give me what I need and then I'm going to run with it. First things first, take an inventory. So take an inventory of, past clients, current clients, also, you know, people who were wanting to work with you, but for whatever reason, they couldn't. You know, a lot of times people don't have the cash to work with you right away. But if you, hopefully you have that list. If you know you have them somewhere, go through your email and just like pull all these guys out, bring them all in. Everybody who's been around in your circle that has either potentially wanted to buy from you, bought from you, or is currently working with you, inventory that list. And also, you know, kind of take a look at your social media followings, your email followings. How many people do you have in that? And you don't have to have a big list. Yeah. And really, I want to keep him. I'm going to do one more thing. So, you know, your current, anyone who's wanted to work with you, current list, current people that are working with you, prospects, that's one part of the list. The other part is your social media platforms and emails. Who do you have on those? Who's following you, basically? Mm-hmm. Third thing is, and this is for people who don't have much of a list or who don't have a lot of clients, if any clients, who else do you know? Who else do you know? What are your colleagues, your business owners that you know of that love you, that have worked with you, that you've sent people to? List them out to people who can help.
Yeah. So
basically three different lists right there.
Yeah.
That's the first thing you want to do. That's the inventory. The next thing is looking at those lists and deciding, okay, well, I have all these amazing clients that love me. What do I do with them? And this is my favorite campaign. This campaign I've been running for years. Whenever I've been like, oh, I need an extra 5K today. I've got taxes coming up or something. I will run a referral campaign. And I will ask my happy clients, like, hey, listen, you know, I know things are going really great and I'm so pleased with how far you come. I have a couple spots open for this product, the one that you know and love. Do you know anyone that would love to jump on this? Because I'm going to give a discount today and today only. So like referral campaigns are, you can run them that way. You can also run them like, hey, if you introduce me to five people today, I will give you $50 gift card, or I'll give you 20% of whatever they buy for, or something like that. But you get to be really innovative here in how you create these offerings. And the offerings are just like whatever, you know, and I tell people, I'm like, kind of like think about the relationship you have with this referral and what motivates them. Mm. Because people are motivated by different things. And, you know, for like one of my clients, I know that they could really use some extra cash. So 20% of whatever I sell for people they refer to me would go a long way. I've got other clients that are just like, I just love you. I want to make you happy, which is so sweet. Cause I'm like, that's like what I want to do for them. So they don't want money. They more or less want appreciation and acknowledgement. So I'll do that. And I may even like, hey, you know what, just because you're so great, let me give you a boost out to my following and let me promote you. Or when you need referrals, let me get that in the play, you know, let me get that in my marketing calendar. And that's like huge for them too. So kind of, you know, think about those relationships that you have and also, you know, that forward thinking of what is it that they really need? I know where they're at right now. I know what they need. I'm going to offer this. So then it's a no brainer for them. And this is often missed because we're not thinking about the needs of the customers all the time. And when it comes to a referral program, we're not thinking about the needs we're asking for the people who are giving us the referrals.
Yes.
And when you can do that, you're going to get, not only are you going to, you know, strengthen the energy exchange between you and the referral partner, you're also, they're going to really think about their good ones, their good referrals. Like, gosh, I love her. I'm going to give her my best people. They're really going to they're going to go to work for you. So, you can do that today. It just takes a little bit of, you know, looking at everything you have, mindfulness on the current relationships you have with your potential referral partners who most likely are clients or past clients.
Sure.
And then making it a no-brainer. Like, what is it that I can offer them for them to help me and make this a triple win? And I love the triple win. I'm always looking for the triple win. I love threes. And the triple win is a win for me, a win for the partner, and then a win for the audience member prospect.
I love that.
Yeah. So that's, if you're going to do anything today, that would be the campaign that I would run, the referral campaign. The next one is like, you know, what we were talking about was, which is like, hey, you know what? I've got another step up program. So even when people are, and you know, I think this is often missed when people are still like, oh gosh, filling that first group program was so much work. I can't even think about the next one. Today's a good day to do it. Today's a good day to think about that next step program. And if you, let's just say, we'll just use group programs because in the industry that we're in, a lot of people are running group programs. Group program, even if you're halfway through it, now's a good time to launch the next one or to think about what is it that they're going to need next. So I'm going to play a game of chess here in my business and be 12 steps ahead, knowing that I'm the expert. I'm the one they're coming to for help. I know exactly what they're going to hit on these next stages. What can I offer them next step? And what kind of a discount can I get for the early adopters?
Yeah.
So kind of like, ooh, I can run an early adopter campaign right now for people that are currently in my group program, like, and give them a solution, which I already know they need because I've been there, done that. And those that get in today get half off or something like that. That sure. May be too much, but maybe they get 25% off, or, you know, maybe they get that and you add in something else and all these bonuses. So really just kind of take a step back. If you want to run a couple campaigns today, a next step program for your current clients would be great too. And then of course we talked about the hybrid. Even if you've got, let's use a group program again. If you have a group program right now that's running and people are happy with it, you can offer them an upgrade, even if they're halfway through. You can offer
really?
Oh yeah, you can offer an upgrade. Say, you know,
nobody ever thinks about doing that. Because
they
don't. They bought in, they upgraded. Yeah. When they bought in, they got the thing, they got the VIP day. Yeah.
So around month three, right? I don't know if people know this step, but around month three, and it's the same thing with fitness. 90 days in, people are starting to hit that wall and they're struggling.
Mm-hmm.
So being a good business owner, like, gosh, and coming from that place of solution, what's a solution you can provide these guys, knowing that, you know, this is around the time that people hit a wall, or even if they're 1 month in or 2 month in, you can start saying things like, listen, I want to prepare you guys that it gets a little tough here. And I'm also going to offer you something, and I'm going to, you know, like, I'm going to offer you a VIP upgrade for the first five people. Maybe you have a group of 10 or 20 for the first five people who want to grab it. This is going to be a VIP upgrade. I'm going to offer you a bi-weekly strategy call with me for an hour or twice a month or something like that. But that, it's so simple, and it can be implemented in what you're doing already. And most people don't think about it. They don't even think about it.
Like, I know the programs that I've purchased and been a part of, I've never been offered that at the halfway mark, right?
Yeah.
Or whatever, 3 months in.
Yeah.
Which is usually halfway mark for most programs. Most programs are 6 month programs. And how awesome would it have been? Because you're right. That's when most people quit. That's when most people go, it's too hard.
This is hard. And you don't want them to give up either. You don't want them to give up. I mean, you know, but you also want to hold your boundaries. So it's a really wonderful step for everybody involved. It's another triple win. Well, actually, this is more of a double win, but hey, we'll call it a double win for that. It's and it's really just coming from that place of solution, which entrepreneurs are experts at.
Always finding another way, having another way to look at things, coming at it from another angle, right?
Always, we're always moving and thinking and circling.
That's why we don't function or or choose not to in a corporate world, right? Yep. It just doesn't fit.
Yeah, I'm a terrible employee.
It's because we're those fast thinkers, and we're the creative side of us is just on that go all the time and creating and thinking and, oh my gosh, ideas. And yeah, so when you are the person putting the program on, and you're at the mid mark, 3 months in, 90 day mark, when it's getting hard for you and you're needing some cash flow and your people are starting to fall off.
Yeah.
What a brilliant, brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah. Brilliant. And if you're planning group programs and like this campaign won't quite work for you, just the next one, plan it now, plan it now. So just forward thinking, if you're going to launch a group program, I would highly recommend looking at some stats in your niche. When is it that people fall off? They're out there. They're out there. Or you can even market research by asking other colleagues and business professionals, hey, when are you finding that people are kind of like in your group program? They're like, you know, this is where I'm hitting a roadblock. You know, get that information and then start really thinking about your programs. Like, especially now, we're being called as entrepreneurs and as business owners and coaches and consultants to step it up.
Yeah,
we are. We're being called to step it up. Online marketing isn't what it used to be. It's not even what it was a year ago. Right. We're actually having to set with these ideas a little bit longer and really look into a place of not just like, oh, I got these results, because results can be hacked, by the way.
People, right.
Results can be hacked. But if you come from a place of solution, and I'm really hitting this one home, if you come from like, I'm not offering you a result. Results are not owned by me. They're owned by you, the customer, the prospect. You get your results. I give you a solution so that you can get to your results.
So good.
I mean, that's really what it is, because that's the other thing is that, and I think even just a year ago, people were talking about, I get these results. I'm like, you know what, guys, you can't trust that. Just because it's on the internet doesn't mean it's true.
Right.
I may not even be a real person. That may be a model that's like the picture next to the result.
Right.
But what you can genuinely offer is a solution with, you know, a breakdown of steps to get to that solution. And if you have yourself had the result, found the solution, that's much more powerful than just guaranteeing a result. Like, I guarantee you're going to get this, because that's, and I look at this in the coaching industry and I'm like, that's not ours to own as a coach.
Yeah.
And people come from, and I'm going to go on a little bit of a rant.
Good on your box. Go ahead.
Okay. So we have two people. We have two different ends of the spectrum. We have people who, you know, are guaranteeing results, but they don't really care. they just want the money. They don't care if you get the results. And then you've got other people who are just like, I want to get you results. I care so much. I'll do it for you.
Mm.
And just think about where you fall on that little spectrum right there. A lot of people are at one end or the other. So when you can kind of just like, you know what, let's just blow up the results spectrum here and let's look at it in a different way where, you know, results are the customers, that's theirs to own. I'm not going to take credit for it anyway. I'm not going to say, well, I got you those results, or I got you this, you did this because of me. I'm like, because it's not mine to own anyway.
Yes.
I'm not the one that's putting in the effort. I'm not the one that's taking that template blueprint and making it my own and infusing my brilliance in it. It's not mine. So therefore, I'm actually not responsible for the results. You are. I am responsible for providing you the solution so that you can get those results. And I think that that's the big thing I can see the industry, they're heading in that direction. People want the solution. They want to know what's worked for you. How do I make it work for me? And, you know, how do I step into my own brilliance? And what is it? How do I look at this a different way?
Yeah. Yeah. And I love that you actually went there. So thank you for going there, because I think a lot of people avoid that conversation also. Mm-hmm. And it needs to be talked about and it needs to be front and center. I want to thank you for going there and timestamp that one. I know we're over our time, so I want to acknowledge that. But I want to spend a little bit of time talking about your event. So Entrepreneur City Live is one of your, how many events that you and your husband produce?
We're doing two this year.
A year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about this and let's have people like get interested.
Oh, we're going to get them hyped up. Okay. Well, there's a lot of awesome things going on with Entrepreneur City. So coming from a place of solution, I first came from a place of market research. I love doing market research. I love talking to people. So like, and what makes them tick. And what I found was that people, they like live events. I mean, they get all energized, but they're like, you know, I don't want to go to another event where I get all revved up and then nothing happens.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want just the basic stuff. I actually want to know what works. I want solutions.
Yeah.
So what we have created is an event where we bring in industry experts. And I want to emphasize industry experts, people who have been in the freaking gutters. They know what they're doing. They've been down. They've risen up. These guys are awesome. And they found a solution for entrepreneurs who are looking to stand out, that are looking to, you know, disrupt and innovate and truly step into who they are. Mindset, tech parts, speaking from stage, courses, all that stuff that you could possibly need. These guys are bringing it. And I say these guys because I've got an amazing panel of speakers. And man, are they powerful. Holy crap, I'm going to be out with my pen and paper when I'm not chatting everybody else up, because right? I like that too. But yeah, that's what we're providing here. The next one's June 7th and 8th in Atlanta. We do have a VIP upgrade for those who are looking to get on more speaking platforms. And that's our media day. So they're going to learn how to have, from Jane Powers, they're going to learn how to have a 30-second infomercial instead of a 30-second elevator pitch. And holy crap, that woman is amazing.
Little spitfires, is she?
Yes, she is. We also have Dolores Hirschman on that day. She's going to be talking about TEDx and using the power of TEDx, right? And you got me telling you how to get on more radio and podcasts. And I'm going to be real with you guys, because I'm a podcast host myself, and I'm going to tell you what not to do and what gets that one sheet thrown right into the recycling bin on my desktop every time. I don't care if you have a following of 200,000. I will throw that one sheet into the recycling bin if you approach me a certain way. So I'm going to teach you what not to do. And also, I've got a huge list. I think we're at 2,000 of podcasts that interview and multiple things. That's Media Day. That's the VIP upgrade. So yeah.
I love that.
Oh, and the one thing I got to tell you this, we do have a grant donation from our company that we're giving away at the event. So even if you can't come, let me know, because there are ways to enter the grant donation. It's $5,000.
A lot to sneeze. I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at. $5,000 in your business.
That can totally transform your business. It really can transform
your business.
Yeah. So we're doing one of those. We are opening up the raffle. So you have a lot of opportunities when you're at the event to get your name put into the raffle more. But you don't have to purchase. There's a couple ways that you can also enter in and have that opportunity. So they can email me at danielle.clark@fitzbusiness.com and learn about that. But you know what? 5K, I can't tell you guys, like, that will make, and I did market research on this too, and that number, everybody knew what they were going to do with it. It's like, it was the number. Like, this is exactly how much I need right now to get me to that next level of my business.
Right, right. And I think that's brilliant. And seriously, you guys, check it out. Go check out the lineup of people that are going to be there. It blows your mind, the level and the amazing quality of the people that are there sharing their wisdom. It's so worth it to get yourself to Atlanta June 6th and 7th, 7th and 8th.
7th and 8th, and then the VIP is the 9th. Yep. So if you really want to do that one, you're going to stick around.
VIP is where it's at anyway. Yep. So you know, all the extra goodies, all the one-on-one attention, all the, like, the stuff that everybody wants.
Yeah.
Only where you're VIP. So you guys, get yourself there, figure out how to go VIP, figure out how to be in the presence of Danielle even more.
You guys think if I'm smart, wait till you meet my speakers.
And like, seriously, like attracts like. So if you're attracted to Danielle and how she works and how she rolls and what she provides and how she speaks and teaches, imagine her on stage, imagine her delivering what she does best, and then imagine her attracting just like her. So that's what this is about. Their event is off the charts amazing. Get yourself to Entrepreneur City Live, Atlanta.
Yeah.
June.
June.
Get yourself there. You will not be sorry about your time, your investment, your energy spent in that space. I do suggest an extra notebook.
Yeah, we're gonna give you guys one too. that's my swag. You know, everyone's like, what are you gonna do for swag? I'm like, I'm gonna get those little notebooks, the black ones, the composition ones that I give my kids. Uh-huh. And then a really cool pen with like green and gold on it.
Yeah, like money.
Like money. Well, we're Irish, so it's like leprechauns.
It's funny. I was just at an event this past weekend, and poor lady, she asked me 3 times for extra paper. I'm like, bring extra paper, people, when you come to events like this. Yeah. These are workshop formats. You're going to be doing the work, and you're going to be wanting to take notes. So make sure you are stocked and prepared.
I'm buying in bulk because we are notebook people. So you know what? We'll have extra on hands if my kids don't grab them beforehand and go and color them all.
Right? Oh my gosh. You guys, thank you so much. We have been talking to the amazing Danielle Fitzpatrick Clark. She is the brilliance and the mind behind Entrepreneur City Live events. She is a brilliant, brilliant strategist in business, finding you money, finding holes in your business, figuring out the best systems that support you in your current business, and helping you plug the holes so you quit letting money flow by you. I will drop your email. I'll drop the links in the feed below. You guys, seriously, on your replay watching this, thank you so much. Please reach out to Danielle with any questions that you have and get yourself to Atlanta in June. Yeah. You will not be sorry.
Come and play with us. We're going to play. It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be fantastic, fantastic time. So anyways, Danielle, thank you so much for your time. I know we went over our time, so thank you for hanging out with us here. Everybody that's been watching with us, thank you so much. We had a watch party going, so that was awesome too. And you on the live replay, thank you for hanging out with us on the live. Let us know you have been here. So we are here every Tuesday and Thursday when we're not traveling or in events. And we will see you right back here soon, everybody. Thanks so much.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.